I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Opposition to Christians, Muslims, and other minorities in India continues to rise. Maharashtra may soon be the 13th Indian state with a strict anti-conversion law on the books. On top of that, state leaders declared that they intend to demolish unauthorized church buildings among tribal districts in the next 6 months. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
We're talking about the way the government is enforcing the property laws. And so they are coming after now church buildings and saying, oh, wait a minute, this was not zoned for a church building. Or wait a minute, this is your personal property. It's not for a church.
Trends like this led VOM last year to raise India's designation from hostile to restricted. So pray for endurance for believers. And when you have the opportunity, share their stories.
Let's make sure our government leaders are aware of the persecution that's happening.
And finally, the way you share your church or ministry's impact can change lives if you carry two powerful ingredients, the story and the number. Dr. Jen Murph from MENA Leadership Center explains.
Jesus uses stories to make the kingdom relatable. He uses stories to make the kingdom approachable. He uses stories to be able to connect the hearts and the minds of his people to his kingdom.
Numbers are also important. However, separated from the word, a number can steal the spark of the testimony of God's work.
He sees the one, he sees the multitude. And so it's important that we don't lean so heavily just in one area, but we remember both, because Jesus remembered both.
The gospel is a tapestry of stories woven into one grand narrative. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.